Well, this morning, we also want to add some new members to our church. And we have 26 coming forward this morning to become members of Grace Bible Church. Why do we have formal church membership at Grace Bible Church? Well, we believe, the elders here believe, that formal church membership is an excellent tool in God's hands in a church family, a tool that does a few things, a couple of things. It promotes the unity of the body, formal church membership does. And it also promotes the protection of its members with each other. And it does so by removing assumptions about what the elders of this church believe and practice. And formal church membership accomplishes this by allowing the elders to identify through membership classes both the gospel that we believe in that you've heard here this morning and the sound doctrine that we want to live our lives by in God's word. And you see, that promotes unity in that we want to call these new members to unify with us, the church family, around this gospel and around the sound doctrine that we believe in. It promotes unity. And so through a series of classes, we can put this forward and we can say, let's gather around this truth. In what sense does that protect members in the church? How does that protect you as you become members of Grace Bible Church? In this sense, if a believer in one section over here became members of this church 4 years ago and meets this morning for the first time today, one of our new members, both of those people who may never have met at all, they can be reasonably assured that they heard the same gospel from the same elder leadership and the same sound doctrine of the church put forward by the elders. And both can be reasonably assured that even though they don't know each other very well yet, they have both agreed to live according to that gospel and that sound doctrine. And that's a protective measure in the church. Church membership classes and the elder interviews that go along with it allow the elders to remove assumptions about these important things. Imagine attending a church and all you can do is assume, guess what you think the leadership of that church believes and practices. And then you also have to just assume that other people are assuming the same. That's not helpful. It's dangerous. And so our church membership classes and the elder interviews, they allow us to remove those assumptions. And no one has to be left in this church wondering or assuming what the elder leadership of this church believes. You can come to a membership class and learn and know and no longer assume. Also, our formal church membership process allows the elders to more clearly identify for themselves, for the elders, who the sheep of this church really are, that we must care for, that we've been called to care for. It's a weighty task. Jesus' blood shed at the cross is that which purchased believers. And believers gather here, and the elders are called, Acts 20, verse 28, to care for those who have been purchased by Christ's blood. And we need to know who they are, that this is their church family. So our membership classes and elder interviews serve to accomplish these things, Lord willing. And each of these this morning that are coming forward, they've completed the membership classes. And each one of them has had an elder interview and testified to their faith in Jesus Christ and the repentance toward Jesus Christ. Each one of them affirms that gospel of Jesus Christ that you just heard, that they have been saved by grace through faith. They're not counting on their good works to save them. And each one of them affirms the doctrine of the church and the pursuit of living a godly life in light of the gospel. Therefore, the elders of Grace Bible Church unanimously recommend each one of these for membership of the church. And so all that is left for us to do together is to have them come down and stand in the front here, and then for them and prior members to recite together our church covenant. What is a church covenant? Our church covenant is really a summary of how the gospel says that we should live with one another and live with one another in gospel unity in this church. And so what we hope to accomplish in reading it out loud together is it really does a couple of things. It allows us to renew our commitment to each other. It'd be kind of like a husband and a wife saying, let's read our vows again. Let's just remember. And let's kind of renew our commitment to each other. So reading it out loud allows older members with these new members to renew their commitment to gospel living with each other. But also, when we have the prior members stand up in a moment and read it out loud together with the new members, it also allows us to visibly express the membership of this church. It's rare for you to see in one place at the same time all the members and to be able to know. And so I encourage you, members, as you stand in a moment, just to kind of look around and see who the other members are. And you'll be looking at, you know, Lord willing, 26 people down here, and you'll be able to see who the membership of this church is. Now, the elder's intention in having in a moment the elder or the members stand is not to make anyone here feel guilty or even to feel pressure that you need to become a member. That's not our intention. Because we know that not everyone who's attending Grace Bible Church at this point is at the same readiness for formal membership, and that is A-okay. But our intention is to allow our current membership to just visibly show their unity with these new members here, and that's what we're after. If you have any questions about that or any concerns or comments, you can please ask. We just encourage you to ask and talk to us. And I would say if you're interested in taking membership classes here, you can indicate your interest on the bottom tear-off portion of the bulletin there and put it in one of the offering boxes or put it at the information table, and that lets us sign you up for the next time when we have it, and we will contact you. And just as a note, if you attend the membership classes, we do not lock you into you have to become a member. If you sign out that little card and say, I'd like to consider the membership classes, you're not locked in. You're coming to investigate and to learn more about what this church believes and practices. And we want you to have the freedom to learn that and to make some good decisions on your own.